about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Woo-wee. What a busy last few days. Now, I know many of you listen to my show a little bit delayed. And I finally got around to watching President Clinton's speech. So where I'm at right now, President Obama hasn't spoken yet, okay, at the Democratic National Convention. You guys are probably going to see that, or some of you aren't going to want to see it. Some of you are. I, with me and Clinton, you know, I may disagree with much of what he, you know, stands for. But I gotta tell you, when he speaks, I stop to listen. I mean, we have to call it like it is. He's a great orator, and I know, stop the giggles. I'm sure Monica Lewinsky could probably, provide evidence to such. But I gotta admit, I mean, he did, even though I disagreed with much of what he said, he did a damn good job saying it. You know, it's so entertaining to watch President Clinton work. He is a gifted speaker. I mean, anyone who wants to go into politics should study Ronald Reagan and should study President Clinton. And, of course, President Clinton, I mean, he, with everything that happened in his administration, cheating on his wife, cheating in the Oval Office, bodily fluids all over the Oval Office, I mean, making a complete mockery of marriage. And, you know, they're interviewing people, women especially, you know, going, oh, no, you know, we love him. You know, it's what he stands for, you know, change in the economy and all that. And you know, it just, people love him no matter what, despite, and even us, those of us that don't agree with, you know, what he says when he speaks, those of us who are Republican, will still watch him speak. You know, they were discussing today how more people are willing to watch President Clinton speak than Barack Obama, even on the Democratic side. And after President Clinton's speech yesterday, the anchor, the newscaster, I think I was watching on NBC or no, NBC was the game. Oh, that was a good game. I know, Dallas. I told you. Dallas. All right. Okay. I didn't call it, but I told all my friends Dallas. Anyway. I forget if it was ABC or it was probably ABC. You know, right after Clinton finished speaking, you know, one of the newscasters said, and it was a station that wasn't Fox. So you think they'd be more pro Obama. They said President Clinton did a better job of making Obama's case than the Washington administration has done all these years. I gotta tell you, I mean, you need a case made, right? For anything, you hire Bill Clinton. So, I mean, I have to say he did a phenomenal job. Of course, we disagreed. Well, I think his arithmetic was off, but it was cute and it was endearing. And, you know, many of us nostalgic for our president that, you know, we could like, kind of got taken aback by that. I don't get that comment he made. What did he make? He said a broken clock is right twice a day. Right. So if it's broken at 3 o'clock, it'll be right twice a day. Right. 3 p.m., 3 a.m. All right. And I had written, you know, maybe we need to then get rid of just, you know, the broken clock in Washington and put a new one in. Okay. Don't try to make a case for, how a broken clock is right twice a day. I don't want a president that's right only twice a day. Okay. Let's get a president. I know that's probably not what he was saying, but I mean, he was right about the clock. A broken clock is right twice a day. Just please get a new clock into Washington. So it was fascinating. Even my 9-year-old, he wanted to see. He goes, I want to see this. I'm like, oh, well, you know, don't you have to do your homework? He's like, I really want to see this. You know, he was our president before, and every time President Clinton said something, he looked at me going, is that right? Is that right? And what was also interesting is, you know, my son was sitting there playing with his little toys. You know how you have your little airplanes, your little Star Wars toys, and you're like, choo, 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 choo. Well, every time President Clinton said, okay, now, you know, people would be clapping, you know, and applauding him, and he would shut them up. He would stop them from applauding, which is a technique I was taught and I use too. When people are laughing or applauding, you would think you should stop, let them finish it out. No, you actually stop them midway and use that momentum for the next thing you're going to say. I got to tell you, this guy is going by the book when it comes to, not marriage, but when it comes to speech, speech giving. So anyway, while everybody's like, hey, what the point he makes, he goes, no, everybody listen though. Okay, no, hold on, you gotta listen to this, this is important. Every time he said that, I noticed my son stopped his pew, 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 and he looked up to listen. I mean, he knows how to capture an audience. Remember I talked about the E's? You could do the 3 E's or the 4 E's, right? You engage, you entertain, and then you enlist. You know, into doing something. And that's exactly what he did. He engaged us, he entertained us, and then he enlisted, well, he didn't enlist me, but he enlisted people to vote for Barack Obama. Now, of course, many of us on the right are kind of scratching our heads going, didn't he hate President Obama when Hillary was running against him? You know, where did all of a sudden he have all this passion and belief? Oh, and what was that he said? He said, no president, whether it was Obama, whether it was him, no president in our history could have fixed the mess, right, and fixed the economy in 4 years. Okay, maybe, and I'm not a historian, if that's true, yeah, but I don't think any president messed things up more, right, than Barack Obama has. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, a phenomenal speaker. It was extremely entertaining. It was very enlightening. Right? And it was enjoyable to watch. I really enjoyed watching him, but I don't think it was effective. So unfortunately, that fourth E, he fell short. It wasn't extremely effective for those of us that, you know, kind of know our history. But it was still pretty entertaining nonetheless. All right. Oh, we got a lot of news to talk about. Oh, you're not going to like some of this, but some of it is going to be interesting. Don't go away. We got an 85 mile per hour speed limit now. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17,1380. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,5624, $878.12 for a half ounce, or $439.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $17,5624, $878.12, and $439.06.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for a healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Show. Okay, we got a lot of stuff to talk about in this next hour. We're going to be talking about how non-alcoholic red wine may help lower blood pressure. I had no idea that there's red wine that's non-alcoholic. What's the point? I mean, how could it possibly taste? We have a woman who is now called the unluckiest woman in America because she has lost her fifth home to hurricanes. I'm going to suggest that she moves. We're also going to be talking about how Tom Brokaw for some reason took an Ambien sleeping medicine right before his interview, and it was a daytime interview, ended up being hospitalized because he was dizzy, okay? And then also I want to talk about the, I guess we have a list of the funniest films, right? No, not a me singing. No, we're talking about, like, movie films. So as you can see, very, very busy on the Dr. Dolly Show, but not too busy to take your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We got a big... big show. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. Well, I had to take a peek. There's so many men running all over the place. Big thanks to Kyle, who's also probably back there telling Donovan to lower the volume so he doesn't have to listen to the show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. All right. I know they're afraid I'm going to talk about my surgical wound. My surgical wound is nice and clean. I do have to say something, though, really quick. I have to say something, okay? I can handle a lot. As a doctor, I can see, smell, hear. Not a lot makes me sick. Not a lot makes me sick. Your show does. No, it doesn't. Stop it. Be nice. And a woman came in, one of my patients, absolute sweetheart, but she didn't realize that I just had surgery. And she had brought in something that she has actually been telling me about for a month. She had said that she's been vomiting up pus. And she finally was able to collect a sample for me to see. So here I am. I really shouldn't be back to work a week after my operation, but I got to pay the bills and I'm not in pain. I'm just nauseated. But honestly, you know, I can handle strep and all that other stuff. It usually doesn't bother me until she brings me her cup of vomit. And I don't even think I could get through this saying it. And we were going to culture. I didn't think she was actually going to really bring it in. I don't even recall asking her to. But again, she's a sweetheart. She's worried. She says her gastroenterologist isn't doing anything for her. So she brought it in, and she really wanted me to look at it. I go, I can't look at it. I'm nauseated. She goes, but you need to process this. And so I did what any other doctor would do. I gave it to the nurse. Sorry. Oh, I know. I'll give her a good Christmas bonus. I'll make it up to her. And I told them, I go, I am so sorry about this, but we need to take a culture of this. I literally could not look at it. And I've never, even when I was pregnant, having morning sickness, ever had to turn bodily fluid away from a patient who tried to give it to me or some sort of excrement. I could handle it all. But, you know, with this surgery, and I'm going to go see my doctor tomorrow, and he's going to say, you know, well, what's wrong? I'm going to say, well, I can't see patients because when they give me their vomit with pus in it, I want to throw up. And he'll probably say, take off work, and I don't want to take off work because, you know, I got a very, very big week next week moving my show to days. And I'm just too excited. I can't sit home. So anyway. Yeah, and, you know, working on a TV show and just, they're just so, I don't have time to sit down. I'd rather just deal with the pus and throw up. Anyway, so, that was just kind of interesting. I couldn't deal with my patient today. Like I said, she is a sweetheart. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, Doc Dolly. This is one of your truck driver listeners.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to comment on one of your callers yesterday. You spoke about getting heartburn and what we could do about it. Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't had heartburn in over 4 years, and I used to get it two or three times. What I'm using is very simple. You can find it in almost any grocery store. And I'd kind of like to hear your opinion of it. And also, I'd like to stump the listener to try it. And gee whiz, prove me a liar. You know, or just call back up and say it don't work. But this is what it is. The juice of half a lemon every morning on a stomach. Now, I don't know the scientific-wise about it or hows about it, but I know experience-wise that it works.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you and your listeners. I've got several natural things that I do that have helped, and that's just one of them. So thanks a lot, Doc.
Thanks for your message. That is so sweet. I love my truckers out there. Lemon, yes, I have heard that lemon works, and it makes you poop, which is pretty good. I've heard lemon balm works for heartburn. Licorice does, peppermint, milk thistle. You know, with heartburn, I know many people are a little reluctant to take the antacids because we talk about bone loss and we talk about how, you know, long term, we still can't vouch for its complete safety. The only problem is even if you take the lemon juice and it works, are you just helping with the pain? Or are you preventing the acid from doing the deadly damage it could do? Remember, I mean, heartburn, many of us, okay, yeah, we don't like the pain. It's really uncomfortable. You know, we'll drink maybe some milkshake like I talked about a few days ago, you know, to make the pain go away. And we think we're fine. But that's not where the damage is occurring. The damage is occurring in that lower esophagus where the acid from the stomach could be burning through the esophageal lining, which could later turn to Barrett's esophagus and later turn to esophageal cancer. Now, the reason why I tell you just because the pain goes away, it doesn't mean you're better and improved, is because don't many of us get ulcers without even feeling them? I can't tell you how many times I diagnose a GI bleed or an ulcer in a patient, and he goes, but doc, I've never had pain. So you can ulcerate. You could change the lining to Barrett's esophagus. You could develop gastric cancer, esophageal cancer, and not feel it until the later stages. So, yes, I have heard about the lemon balm. And as far as I'm concerned, anything my truckers do is gold because I love you guys. But I can't say to go for these natural remedies and not consider some of the pharmaceuticals. And I know you're like, well, Dr. Dahlia, less pharmaceuticals. Yeah, if you notice, I don't have any pharmaceutical sponsors. You guys notice that. Okay, I'm just, the reason why I would prefer you being on a pharmaceutical like Nexium or Prilosec or Prevacid or Protonix is because these have actually proven to heal the ulcer and decrease the acid. Remember, I mean, as much as I want you to find relief and not be in pain, as a doctor, that's not my primary concern when you have heartburn. My primary concern is that acid causing changes. And so if the lemon, if the peppermint, if the chewing gum, yeah, even chewing gum helps because your saliva is more basic than your acid. And if you chew gum, everybody thinks chewing gum will stimulate more acid reflux. But what's interesting about chewing gum is it makes you salivate more, you swallow more saliva, it neutralizes a little bit of the acid. So even chewing gum seems to help with some heartburn. But remember, the other caller had a day or two ago had discussed Coca-Cola or taking soda, and we had said no because the caffeine could stimulate more acid reflux and dilation of that lower esophageal sphincter that connects the esophagus to the stomach. So as far as I'm concerned, the pain going away is half the trip, half the work. Making sure you are producing that acid is another. Now, I'm going to be going in for my upper endoscopy. I know you all love it when I talk about my own medical issues. No, Pap smear comes in December. Thank you for asking, though. Pap smear's coming in December. Thank you. Donovan keeps my calendar for that. Pap smear, uterine, ultrasound, ovarian ultrasound, fine, December. October, November, I got to figure out when to take a day off, is going to be my upper endoscopy and my colonoscopy. Hopefully they change, you know, the scope or clean it off or, you know, anyway, and use enough lubricant. I'm gonna bring some extra lubricant because remember last time they didn't use enough as far as I'm concerned. So, honestly, a little drop, dime-sized drop to lubricate a whole scope going into my colon. Really, people? Really? Trying to save money? Please. No, I'm gonna throw an extra squirt. You can pre-lubricate your rectum. That is an idea. That is an idea. If the hospital does not allow you, because of QA and OSHA rules, for you to bring in your own KY to lubricate your own colonoscope, can you pre-KY the rectum yourself? Problem is I don't think I'm going to be able to get it up into the, you know, sigmoid colon and descending colon and transverse colon. I mean, remember, he's got to make a couple turns. And so I would just rather, add to what's on the gauze. But I'm all prepared. And if they confiscate one tube of KY, I got another one. I'm ready. But anyway, where was I going with this? Yeah, so I'm going to be having my upper endoscopy. Why? Because I'm a goody two-shoes. And I want, practice what I preach. I do what I preach, okay? I practice what I preach. I don't tell you to do something and, you know, do as I say, not as I do. I do it. I mean, if I tell you to get a colonoscopy, a prostate check, I get a prostate check. I mean, if I had a prostate, I'd get that checked every day. Not every day. But anyway, so I'm getting my upper endoscopy to see if there's any changes. And then I know if I can continue with my home remedies. But well done. Thanks for calling in. And don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. We are a booking. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. We have more information on our website, so please visit our website about next summer. Not next summer, visit our website now so you could sign up to go to the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. Pretty exciting stuff. I love the cruise. So excited. Can't wait. Going to have a good time. Don't forget also to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so I can give you updates as well as up-to-date updates. As opposed to an update that's not up-to-date. We never want that. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. I love all the new connects. It's great to be able to see you guys and, flirt. So thank you. Thank you for connecting. No, we don't flirt. But thank you for connecting to our Facebook page. Just search Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I know there's a couple of them. Sometimes other people make your do the one that seems to have the most activity on it, where we're talking back and forth to each other, because other people start putting your fan page up and like Wikipedia does, and just find the one that where it looks like I'm on it, because that's me. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently, there's going to be a Texas highway that is going to allow an 85-mile-per-hour speed limit. The Texas Transportation Commission has approved the 85-mile-per-hour speed limit for a 41-mile-long toll road near crowded Interstate 35 corridor between Austin and San Antonio. They say the road runs several miles east of the interstate between two of the state's largest metropolitan areas. And while some drivers, they say, may be eager to put the pedal to the metal and rip through central Texas countryside, others are asking if it is safe. 85 miles an hour, I get a little nervous with that one. Now, yes, many times when we're driving 75 miles an hour, we'll go up to 85. But imagine if the speed limit is 85, then people are going to be going 95, 100. That's just the way it is, people. Okay, Russ Rader, a spokesperson for the Nonprofit Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Rader, like Rader gun, that's cool. The research is clear that when speed limits go up, fatalities go up. I'll agree with that one. I will. Again, no, I don't like the government involved. I don't, but I do like the idea of speed limits. They say higher speed limits get people to their destinations faster, but the trade-off is more crashes and highway deaths. Apparently, a 2009 report from the American Journal of Public Health looked at traffic fatalities in the U.S. from 1995 to 2005 and found that more than 12,000 deaths were attributable to increases in speed limits on all kinds of roads. Is that when things went to 75 miles an hour from 65? I remember in the 80s when it went 55 to 65, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is cool. Then it went 65 to 75, but I forget what year that happened. Texas legislature last year approved 85-mile-per-hour speed limits for some new stretches of roads. The strip of toll road running from Austin to Seguin, about 35 miles northeast of San Antonio, will be the first to allow that. Yeah, that's the only place that has 85. There are speed limit 80s, from what I understand, in parts of Utah. Did you guys know that there's a speed limit? I've never seen it. Speed limit 80. I kind of put that up on the truckers forum because I wanted to see what my truckers thought about that. I'll have to take a look on break if they like that one or not. Now, this is going to be kind of important for you guys. This is a very interesting case. A doctor is getting sued. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. A doctor is getting sued for not reporting an 85-year-old driver with dementia to DMV after she crashed a car, killing her 90-year-old boyfriend who was in the passenger side. Lorraine Sullivan was 85 years old, was on an Alzheimer's medication, being treated for dementia, from what we understand, mild dementia. But the family of the passenger, William Powers, her 90-year-old boyfriend, is suing the doctor, Arthur Dagnault, for wrongful death. Of course, there's always going to be a lawsuit. Just always going to be a lawsuit. Now, was the doctor negligent? My guess is he's going down for this one, and this is going to then affect all of you, because doctors are going to see this, and they're going to say, I don't think I want you to drive, because if you get into an accident that's not caused by your dementia, family members are still going to say it was from the dementia, and I'm going to be screwed. Now, what was the patient's first complaint to the doctor? She was having memory loss. 85-year-old Lorraine Sullivan, a few years ago, was having memory loss and brought it up to her doctor, which is something we all want you to do without any fear of losing your driver's license. We want you to tell us that you're having memory loss. From what we understand, actually, the memory loss started 5 years ago in 2007. She had some declining memory loss over the next year, and in June 2009, her doctor prescribed her an Alzheimer's drug. They haven't given us the name. The doctor did change her prescription to a different drug when the patient reported that her memory was getting worse. 2 weeks before the accident, the doctor allegedly saw the patient but did not consider her memory problems severe enough to report. Now, the daughter of the patient testified that her mother was the same capable woman she had always been and said she was unaware her mother had been diagnosed for dementia, even though the two saw each other weekly. So this is a woman who obviously lived by herself. She wasn't living, lived by herself because she wasn't living with the family members. And she had a boyfriend that was driving the boyfriend. So at what point does the doctor take away your driver's license? How much memory loss warrants that? If a patient's on an Alzheimer's drug, should their driver's license be ripped away? Should Alzheimer's drugs be initiated before you have full-blown Alzheimer's? Yes. Which means many people that don't have severe dementia or moderate dementia may be started to be treated with an Alzheimer's drug or a dementia drug, I should say. So what we have now is a case that I don't think is going to fare well for the doctor. And again, it's a sad case. It's horrible to have any fatality. But we have a woman where it sounds like she's been living on her own, having some memory issues, talking to the doctor about memory issues. I have lots of people that come in with memory issues. Some of them have depression. Some of them have anxiety. Some of them drink alcohol. Should I be ripping away the driver's license for all of them, even the 40-year-olds? This case is going to set a precedent. Now, from what I understand, I think this is taking place in L.A. I'm sorry, California. Is this? Yep, California. And let me see if there's anything about L.A. law. I think from what I understand, in California, you have to have some sort of considerable proof, right? You have to be, it is more under doctor's judgment, but the person has to be impaired enough. Now, why then is this case going to court if it was only memory loss? Because my guess is the lawyer is going to argue that because she had memory loss, she took a wrong turn, and the wrong turn caused a fatal accident. If I was this doctor, I would be peeing in my pants right now, because how many people get into car accidents that end up with a fatality? I mean, look, now we have a highway in Texas, 85 miles an hour. So you could be driving, trying to drive slower, and somebody driving 85 could hit you. If you end up being involved in an accident because you were driving slower, well, anybody who wants to hire an attorney that is involved in the case can sue the doctor, saying, nope, the person was driving slow. That's a sign of dementia. If this goes through and the doctor gets sued, expect many seniors to be in fear of them losing their driver's license. Now, one thing I've noticed in the state that I practice in is I have to clear seniors for their driving. And it's a way for the DMV to protect themselves, and I'm fine with that. And luckily, you know, my patients, none of them have, you know, that I've cleared have had dementia, et cetera. But the degree of memory loss and the need for an Alzheimer's pill is probably going to do this doctor in. And if we physicians see one doctor fall because of something that could possibly be beyond our control, we're going to protect ourselves. And unfortunately for you, many doctors are going to say, you have memory loss? Oh, crap, if I got to write that down, it's going to be used against me. I'm going to tell the DMV. This is not going to be pretty. True, we don't want dementia patients driving, but if she's living on her own, don't go away. We'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Does whitening your teeth just want to make you scream? Tooth sensitivity is the number one complaint from whitening your teeth because bleach dehydrates your teeth, leaving nerve endings exposed and painful. Introducing Power Swabs, a tooth whitening system that works to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes without sensitivity. Power Swabs was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger and is clinically proven to hydrate and whiten your teeth in less than 5 minutes. Power Swabs is so effective at reducing sensitivity while whitening that dentists all over the world use it in their offices with professional whitening. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. It's that easy. Try Power Swabs in your home by calling 1-800-867-2096. That's 1-800-867-2096. Try it risk-free. Call 1-800-867-2096. That's 1-800-867-2096. That's 1-800-867-2096.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if in this particular hour I'm going to get to all the stories that I need to get to. Keep in mind, you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, all the previous shows and previous hours on demand on my website, or you could download the free Dr. Dahlia app on your Android phone. We're still working on iPhone, I know. Trucker Mike is out there, wants me to get the iPhone app. Thank you, got to give you a shout-out. Appreciate you listening, but we're working on it. But for those of you with Android phones, just download the Dr. Dahlia app so anything you miss, you can definitely get to. Interesting email we just got. William from Victorville says, Doctor, I'm 62 and last week asked my doctor about memory loss. He asked me to see a neurologist, and I'm positive he documented this in the chart. Am I at risk for losing my driver's license? At this point, I'd say no. Like I said, we don't know what's going on. For those of you joining the show late, what's happening is a California doctor is getting sued because one of his 85-year-old patients, who we believe has been living on her own with a boyfriend, gets into a car accident. The boyfriend, 90-year-old boyfriend, dies. And the family is suing because she was being treated for memory loss with a dementia drug. And she's 85 years old. And they are suing because the doctor didn't report her to the DMV to have her driver's license revoked. Now, you're 62 years old. You asked your doctor about memory loss. He asked you to see a neurologist. You know, first and foremost, get yourself checked out. Okay, don't be afraid of the whole driver's license thing. That is my biggest fear when a story like this breaks, because I am so fearful that patients are going to not want to disclose something to the doctor for fear of losing the driver's license. I mean, this has, you know, happened for years. Maybe you're like, oh, no, I don't want to tell the doctor that because he may not let me drive. I don't want to tell him about my cataracts. You know, that's why they have visual checks, because a lot of times people aren't very forthcoming about their vision. I remember when I was 20-40 trying to squint to pass the driver's test so I wouldn't have to have glasses on my driver's license when I was younger. I did that too. I squinted and I passed by the seat of my pants. But here's the problem. If you're 62 having some memory loss, remember, a lot of us have memory loss. 40-year-olds can have memory loss. I mean, you asked me to memorize what I used to in medical school and do that now in my 40s, I couldn't do it. Okay, I mean, our memory goes down. Some of us are very sensitive to it, and we talk to our doctor about it. Some of us blow it off until it becomes pretty severe memory loss. At this point, again, the case hasn't, gone to court yet. All we know is the doctor is getting sued, and the survivors of the gentleman who died, and again, horrible, tragic case, are suing the doctor because they think they have a case where, well, the doctor shouldn't have let the girlfriend drive him. She made a wrong turn. And because she had memory loss, her making the wrong turn puts her at risk. And of course, a big concern for all of us is how many times do we take wrong turns? I took a wrong turn on a highway once, and I didn't realize that somebody was right behind me, and then he T-boned me as I was making the turn. I mean, it happens to a lot of us. And a lot of times it's not dementia. But we also have the argument with that 100-year-old that just, you know, ran into a bunch of, I think it was a bunch of children last week. When are you too old to drive? Now, no one is ready, and they better not. I mean, I know, especially in New York, you know, they're definitely by leaps and bounds trying to control people in terms of what they eat. But I don't think we have yet to have a city or state say cutoff is 80 or 85 or 90. But unfortunately, as these stories surface, you know, there may be somebody saying, let's make a law. Now, from what I understand, because I live in Nevada, they have, you know, a DMV form where the doctor has to put their license down, license number down, and their name, and basically their license on the line, say my patient could drive. Now, some doctors, oh, I got another good email that just came in, I want to tell you, about that. Some doctors, you know, they test the memory, like, all right, I'm comfortable with you driving, et cetera. Also on this DMV form, they go, is the patient on any medications that could impair their driving? Now, that's a tough one. All right, how many of you are on Atenolol or a beta blocker? Well, these beta blockers are great for the heart. Many people are on them. But technically, an attorney could look up the PI, the prescribing information, and find that it causes fatigue, can cause dizziness, memory loss, etc. Which means you could be at risk for losing your driver's license depending on how scared the doctor is. Well, doctors shouldn't be wussies. I don't know. After a case like this, we're all going to watch this one pretty closely. If this doctor goes down, you could just bet that many of you are going to probably be at risk of possibly not allowing your doctor to let you drive. Because, again, you have to stay alive. Now, this is interesting. This came up. It looks like I got to keep them anonymous. Doctor, you could read this on air, but please keep me anonymous. I am an internist who was threatened to be sued for something similar back in 2009 and subsequently dropped Medicare. You can't win in these situations, and you need to do what you have to survive. Okay, so I guess that's another possibility. If doctors don't want to put their license on the line or the practice on the line or their life savings on the line, they may just say, well, to heck with this. I'm just not going to take care of seniors, so I don't have to make that decision. That's not good. I mean, again, when any time these things happen, you know, the patients are the ones that get hurt. I hate that. And you know, some of you may be looking at this case as, oh, come on. You know, somebody died. Let the family sue. And the family may have a case. You have somebody with dementia. They're driving around your loved one. Why didn't the doctor rip away the driver's license? That's why I think this case may actually win for the family. And the doctor may go down with this one, because if the person had dementia and their loved one was in the car and, somebody was aware of the dementia, they probably have a case. Like I said, it's tragic. But when things happen, there's going to be results and ramifications. And one of the ramifications could be doctors are going to be like, wait a second, memory loss. So going back to William from Victorville, if you're listening now, and again, anytime you guys want to call in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, I mean, if you're 62 and you're having some memory loss, I would not be afraid of bringing that up to your doctor. You need to make sure you're safe, because I don't want you lying to the doctor or BSing him just to be able to get behind a car. Because again, I don't want you killing kids. I don't want you killing any family members. If God forbid you are developing some sort of dementia, you know, get it checked out. The only thing is yes, you could. It all depends on the doctor. If that doctor has any documentation of that and he feels like that documentation could put himself at risk for allowing you to drive if you get into some sort of an accident. Like I said, it all depends if this case goes. If we have a case where if someone has memory loss and gets into an accident, the doctor gets sued, then you could bet that if you have memory loss, that doctor is going to think twice about allowing you to drive. And I don't know how to approach that as a patient. If I was a patient that started to have memory loss, I don't know what I would do. And my fear is many people are going to then lie and not tell the doctor for fear of losing their driver's license. That's some scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the moral to all of these stories is seniors get screwed. Isn't that a shame? Isn't that a shame? I mean, put up a fight, people. Put up a fight. Now get clearance from a neurologist. What I would do, William, if you're going to the neurologist, tell the neurologist that we know, because you're in Victorville, so you're in California, so I'm sure the neurologist is going to be knowing about this case. Tell the neurologist that you want a letter stating you could drive. And luckily, some of these neurologists have some cojones and say, look, I have memory loss. I don't know where this case is going to go and what precedence is going to be set, but I don't want the doctor to use this against me later to take away my driver's license. I want to be fixed. I want to be managed, but please write a letter that I could drive. And get that, laminate it, make multiple photocopies, so if anything in the near future happens, you have something to protect yourself. Okay, in the next hour, we're going to be talking about Tom Brokaw. For some reason, takes a half of an Ambien right before his day interview. We're going to be talking about red wine, the non-alcoholic kind, lowering blood pressure. Going to talk about some pretty other cool stuff. So please don't go away if you can. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.